Hey Wanderers, and welcome back to Outlaws Wanted. Last time, the crew of the Honor was stranded on board an undead barge, having lost their ship. Sully found the core of the barge buried far under rotten planks and surrounded by the undead. Vika and Lucy acted as a distraction while the rest of the crew went to fight the rotten slug. Malcolm managed to kill the slug with a clever application of salt. Now the crew is adrift in dark water, clinging to what is left of the Honor. Far off on board the Smoke and Bone.
I do not care. We are pirates, Allie.
First of all, Marilla, you know I hate it when you call me Allie. It's Commander Alistair. I'm the second scoundrel on the Smoke and Bone. But, Mary, we might be pirates, but that doesn't mean we should do nothing. Maybe we help on the really bad stuff, then steal cargo when the galaxy isn't a dumpster fire. Marilla shoves Alistair up against the side of the lift. His feet hang a full 6 inches off the ground. He stares, now at eye level, into her wolfish smile and glittering eyes.
I have spaced crew for less than calling me a less disrespectful name than Mary.
She presses a gentle kiss onto his lips as the pin turns into an embrace. She pulls back, looking him in the eyes.
You are lucky I find you cute, little Allie.
She lowers him to the ground, not breaking the embrace.
I might be the most notorious scoundrel the Inquisition has ever known, but I won't risk the crew lightly.
I'm not asking you to risk the crew lightly, but we have to live for something, Mary. She turns her head, the wolfish smile back.
You know I would never call you Mary in front of the crew.
The lift doors crunch open as a crew of half-power-armored misfits stare at their captain and little first mate. The crew learn to respect Alistair. After the first time someone tried to bully him and ended up with a broken nose and half his power armor disassembled. But even more so, the crew learned to respect Alistair after the countless and increasingly frequent brushes with near death. As the usual vulnerable shipping lanes grew infected with these tar-covered monsters, Alistair was deadly and calm when under fire in person or behind the helm. Marilla lounged back in her seat.
Cossus? Any targets on sensors? We need plunder.
Nothing. Only thing we heard tell of is the whole galaxy tearing itself apart over Avis,
the giant gray-haired man behind sensors says.
Well, we will steer clear of there then, huh?
Cossus grunts, his impassive face blank.
Speak, Cossus.
We were talking, the crew, and it is...
Well, we can't pirate if we have no one to steal from, and we follow your orders, Captain, even if those orders are to have a conscience, just this once.
Marilla glares at Alistair.
Is this your doing, Commander Alistair?
I would never go behind your back like that, Captain Marilla. He meets her gaze, his face neutral and calm. But if you feel Cossus has spoken out of turn, I will take him to the brig and take over sensors.
Cossus, set a course for Avis. I am ordering the whole crew of the Smoke and Bone to have a conscience, just until the galaxy isn't a dumpster fire.
She reaches out and takes Alistair's hand. They smile at each other and drop into Faye's anti-space. They both blink in confusion as each of them has one glowing eye. Back in the realm of chaos. Y'all are on board a broken piece of ship. There's a penguin next to you in the water.
Goodness, I love that penguin.
Is he just like on his back?
He's sunbathing in the shadow of chaos.
He's staring at you with laser-like intensity and pure, like, it's not rage, but it's like fire and passion. You know what I mean? He feels like he's taut, ready to spring into action, you know? a penguin of action.
So Vi, I believe, had gotten her blunderbuss to turn into an oar and was using that to kind of paddle us around.
Yeah.
While doing so, she like looks over at everyone else. So are we going to the next location? I don't even know how we're going to get there.
Hey, Sully, is your penguin friend any good at paddling?
I mean, he's good at swimming. That's kind of what penguins do. So can you turn your thing into a rope?
I could give it a try. Can it?
Cody?
Can I? I told you, you have final say on this. So.
Oh, you absolutely can. Yeah, I mean, you gave yourself a toolkit because that I think that makes sense as long as it's within the theme of pirates. So you could certainly have a rope.
Cool. We loop it around the penguin to make a harness.
All right. Vika, make me a smarts check to craft rope or craft harness and penguin and make yourselves a pirate themed sled dog, dog sled thing.
The thing is, you just like described him as having like an intense laser focus on basically wanting to get rid of chaos. I'd be like, it's that way, boy. And he's just going to be gone. We'll probably actually get there faster at this rate.
That's a 7.
All right, mixed success. You loop the rope around his very ripped, fins, right? So he's like able to bear that weight really well. And you don't even have to say anything as you tie it off to your little like chunk of boat that has the honor written on it. Immediately, the penguin plunges into the water, but then is just skipping on the surface as you can now see the environment that this creature was meant to live in as he drags you rapidly across the water like your boat coming up on plane and skipping. The downside is all of you get absolutely soaked because basically you're going tubing and you're all just like hanging on for dear life. You know, like, I don't know if you've ever been tubing, but you know, you feel like you're going to die at any second because you're like an inch away from the water just going 50 miles an hour as you're taking hits to the face, you know? That's basically what's happening here as you guys skitter across the world.
I love how Cody writes like a great scene with other characters, like serious, interesting, fun, and then us bozos are just like, yeah, let's have a penguin drag us across the realm of chaos.
You know, I thought like they might try to
like a bunch of weirdos.
I was like, they might try to fashion a dog sled with the penguin. I'm like, they probably won't do that. This will be a scene of role playing where they talk about how they're all feeling. Like, no, we don't got time for that dog sled now. Like, well, okay.
Just straight to the penguin dog sled.
Well, in my defense, I thought the character building time was on the travel distance. You know, not...
I don't know if we can have a conversation other than I'm nauseous.
There's just a lot of like, I don't think this was a good idea.
As it's just like the constant rushing water sound, just like... As you guys are like, your eyes are getting hit with water, you know, like, ah!
Sully's just standing at what would be the very front of this, one leg up, looking into the middle distance the whole time.
Cool.
At least one of us has, like, a hand on Sully, because he's constantly, like, going back and forth.
Lucy's got a big old smile on his face. He's having the time of his life.
It's like a puppy.
Lucy's behind
the
Sully, like doing the Titanic. Like Sully's trying to look like a captain. Lucy's got his hands on his waist, like Titanicing it.
Like you know the whole like Drax behind the ship when they're like crashing through the forest and he's like pinballing off trees, then hits the ground. And is like, do it again. Very much how Lucy is feeling at the moment.
Yeah.
All right. So did you just pick a heading for basically the next like convergence of chaos?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Out of game, real quick, GM's note. Mandy mentioned this, and it is relative to, it is important to mention. At the beginning of this, I said that there were four. That is kind of true. There are not four monsters. There are four large sources of chaos, which is not the same thing as four monsters. Just so y'all know.
One of them's chaos.
Kind of. It's more complicated than that, but
we'll
yes-ish.
All right.
It's okay. Whatever. This is... after game notes time that we're all gonna get to ask questions about why were you so weird about this.
Yeah.
And then I get to tell all of you. Okay. You're all skittering across the water in the direction of the next thing. Whoever wants to try to track that next thing, roll me an investigation. Whoever isn't, you're both rolling. Everyone roll investigations, and the three of you that have the ability to track with harmony powers, tell me, and the one of you that doesn't, tell me, because this is kind of two separate things to notice.
Do I have to use the harmony powers?
You definitely don't. You can look with your eyes, too, but you're going to get different information.
I got a 14 using weird.
I got a 10 using weird.
Cool.
Wow, look at you go, Jyla.
11 not using weird.
I got a 10 not using weird. If I had used weird, it would have been a 6. That's why I didn't use weird.
Jyla and Sully, you feel a, at first it was a pull in a direction, but as you get closer, you know, like if you're really far away from something and you're using a compass, even if that thing's moving, the compass doesn't move very much, right? It's basically pointed right at it. But the closer you get, if the target is moving a lot, your compass is going to start moving. And that's basically how you feel. As you grow closer, you can feel more pulls and more directions as this thing is clearly moving way more than the other two things were, way out in the water, right? Still not immediately visible, but you've gotten close enough now that you can get a track, right?
Well, I was hoping that after we fought that first monster, we got a nice new upgraded ship. I was kind of hoping the same thing would happen, but this is not what I had in mind. How are we going to fight something like that again on our little raft?
To be fair, the first time we fought something, you didn't run aground in it, Captain Malcolm Llewellyn?
This is not time to be throwing shade. We're all in this together.
I'm just saying we had something to upgrade.
No, it's a hot neg. I find Zach more attractive now. Meanwhile, Vika and Malcolm, you see, not like forever far away, you can see a small white sail.
Does it look like the sail on our ship that doesn't exist anymore?
No. It's, you know, you rolled an 11, so I'll say that you can definitely get two pieces of information. Much smaller raft, like very, very, very small. Think like seagoing canoe with a sail, not mid-sized sailing ship with cannons, you know?
But still probably bigger than the piece of debris we're currently floating on.
Well, and it also wasn't powered by a penguin, so yes, it is a small ship.
Is that what we're headed towards?
No, it is in the same general direction, but it's like 15 degrees off. Clearly not the thing that you're tracking.
I think it's just en route. We've got a little further to go till we get to the epicenter of chaos that I'm sensing, at least.
Till we get to the fun part, if you will.
You and I have different definitions of fun, but whatever.
Do you think chaos would have brought anybody else to this realm to mess with? I suppose that's possible.
No, I mean, it's possible, but I doubt it. I don't think anyone has criffed him off quite as much as we have.
Well, it might be a better, from what I can see, it might be a better option for going up against whatever we're looking at, because at least it's got a sail on it.
I mean, it's hard to be much worse than what we're currently on.
Yeah, that was the point, Sully. I think we need to go check it out.
We putting our piratey ways to good use?
Why do you make me uncomfortable with everything?
What?
Nothing. We're just the good guys, and you make this a lot of explosions and pirating for being good guys.
We're outlaws. This is like who we are.
Okay, I have a quick question. When have we ever stolen anything, really, other than Lucy? I'll take full credit for stealing Lucy.
Well, we used to steal things.
Ship is stolen. Unequivocally?
We didn't steal it.
The outlaws did, though. Like, if you work for a company that stole a car and they give you that stolen car,
we've also 100%
stolen car.
We've also 100% boarded things that we weren't supposed to.
We've stolen a lot of ships. I forgot. We stole it.
Yeah, you guys have stolen a lot of ships and you sold some of them for money.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Good try, Sully.
Harmony amnesia.
Let's board that raft.
Oh, you also stole that technology to be able to grow chairs and stuff.
No, I asked for it.
No, she legit stole that. I guess technically its owner was dead, so you're grave robbers, not thieves.
That's better.
All right, so are all of you diverting the penguin over to the tiny little sailboat?
Yeah, but we're going to ask him to slow down a little bit.
Gotta go fast.
Yeah, that whole conversation was done yelling over the water.
Yeah, I'm a little bit mad that didn't happen in RP, but that's okay. I mean, your mixed success didn't make the role play scene have to be done with awkward on mic screaming.
We also have kids that yeah. want to stay asleep.
Also that. All right, as you approach the ship, like I said, much smaller than even the starting version of the Honor was. It's comfortable for, like, one person to sit in, but there's maybe, like, bench seats for up to four, you know? So maybe it's 16 feet long. Small boat, right? With a sail. It is not uncrewed. As you approach, you see one figure sitting in the boat. At first, you can kind of see the person stands as this, like, penguin raft slows down and approaches them. And then you see an arm starting to wave, like, way off in the distance as you slowly approach. Are you like, going in hot, or are you going to say hello first?
Hello?
What can we discern about them?
What I'm asking here is if you're going to start with murder or if you're going to start with a conversation.
Think that was Zach in character saying hello.
Okay, so if you're going to wait until you're close.
Yeah,
okay.
Sully was. Okay. Yes, yeah. Sully was saying hello.
All right, as you approach to the point where, like, your voice could travel, this person becomes very familiar. You see Loria on board a tiny little boat.
Loria?
Leader of the Outlaws.
Loria is not her name. Lorelei?
Okay, I think it was Laura. Okay, the name changed. All right, other editor's note.
Oh, okay.
It was Lorelei.
It was Lorelei. Loria was how I originally written it, so we're going to go with Laura. Is Lorelei what I said most recently?
Yes.
Yes.
I might have killed the character that I gave two names to. Anyways, you see Lorelei off in the distance.
What are you doing here? I'm very confused.
That would make sense. It's an odd place to find someone taking a nice sail around, but I go where I think people might need to talk or need advice or have just sunk in a ship.
Okay, what are you? Because clearly you're...
I'm dead!
I don't know if I believe that.
So you strike me as a religious fellow. Do you assume that there's nothing more to life than just, you know, the mortal shell?
Well, no, but I was hoping it isn't this hellscape is where you end up.
I don't live here, Sully. But I'm also not on vacation. It's a busy time, the afterlife.
Are you real? I know that's maybe a rude question, but...
No, it's not rude. It's fine.
I want to know that you're not some chaos figment.
Yeah, how do we know this isn't a trap?
Oh, well, I'm not trying to murder you actively at the moment, but if I do try to murder you actively in a moment, you could assume it's a trap.
Wow, we just called Cody's bluff of this not being a total trap.
What I'm saying is, I understand the hesitance to trust someone with one glowing eye on board a weird ship.
Does she have a glowing eye?
Yeah, I said she had one glowing eye.
Oh, I missed that.
I missed that too.
We were just so struck by the fact that it's Lorelei, Lorelei, whatever.
She still exists somehow.
Okay, the glowing eye makes me feel better.
Well, is it glowing gold?
Yes, she does say this pointedly as y'all are on a broken bit of boat powered by a penguin and she's on a regular sailboat.
I regret nothing.
No, I don't know if you guys know this. You're dabbling on the edges of existence and non-existence when you're crossing between cognitive and chaotic domains. I have a little bit more free range here to go where needed. I lost the mortal part of myself, not the metaphorical part of myself, is what I'm saying.
All right.
So are you doing this of your own free will, or are
kind
someone
of, yeah.
sending you to
I
do this?
I got
things?
Here differently than you did, but I thought you might want to talk. And I certainly want to talk to all of you.
I swear this universe just gets stranger and stranger as we go.
Oh, it's only gonna get worse. Oh, this is the tip of the iceberg, my friends. Y'all crossed into something real weird when you became half-weird deity things. That doesn't make your life more normal.
but I'm already like a god of my own religion. I don't really want this to get weird.
Oh, buddy.
Sully looks very sad.
You know, questions only lead to more questions, right? There's not like a bottom of the well. You just keep digging. That's the unfortunate truth. I think it's fortunate.
Sounds like an adventure.
Exactly. My point is, it's not like, oh, hey, look, here's the answers all written down nicely in one place. I'm still an old lady on a sailboat trying to talk to troublesome employees, but, you know.
Well, it's...
I say troublesome in the best way. I'm an outlaw. We're troublesome. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't have hired you if you weren't trouble.
What is it we say? Trouble? Outlaws don't make trouble. It's trouble that makes the outlaw.
Exactly. I really regret out of game that I didn't look that up and have that on the cuff, so thank you for having
that. That's how every episode ends.
I know. Exactly. Could not have put it better myself if I had written it down in advance, all thought out like.
Well, it's heartening to hear, Lorelai, that the afterlife is full of surprises.
And plenty to do, especially when it seems like some old friends may have lost their entire boat and are now reduced to riding on a penguin.
Right. Can we come aboard?
Technically, we are being pulled by a penguin, not riding on the penguin.
Now, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. And it was, I will say, I was sailing out to find all of you, and you really did shorten my trip significantly, which means I get to return back to whatever I was doing before this, which, well, isn't more interesting, but I am invested in returning to. Anyways, come aboard. She, you know, throws a rope and pulls you all over.
Are we just putting like hooks in for Outlaws Wanted 2?
Kind of.
The afterlife edition.
Afterlife Boogaloo.
Outlaws Wanted 2, the part where Cody randomly connects this to a world he wrote for World Chop, kind of, but it's we get to that later.
Shameless plug for World Chop.
Yeah, like episode 2, the one good world I wrote.
Hey, you wrote a lot of good worlds. And a lot of, quite frankly, mediocre ones, too.
Hurtful! I can say that about me.
Gyla's, like, kind of looking around for cloth to dry off.
To dry... Oh!
You got any... Got any extra sails or sheets or towels? It's fine if you don't. I didn't expect the Chaos Realm to be welcoming.
I don't want to... You know, you're not covered in what... It doesn't matter. We're not going to get into the whole physical nature versus perception of reality thing right now. It just never ends, and you'll just end up spending, like, hours and hours and hours bickering about it.
I could just think myself dry?
Look, if we start down this road, it's all we're going to talk about for the next 7 hours, and I've got other things to do, so...
Jayla starts concentrating really hard.
The afterlife keeping you busy, huh?
I do not have buffalo wings, and I don't have a towel. We're not doing this.
Well, now that you mention it... Just kidding.
So right as Gyla thinks she's about to make a breakthrough of concentrating really hard on getting dry, the penguin like shakes himself off right next to Gyla.
So first of all, I just want to say I am extremely proud of all of you for what you did with the Outlaws in my somewhat untimely absence. I can't really say fully untimely as I'm very old or was. Somewhat untimely absence. You know, y'all kept it together. You found him a new home. You gave him something to do. That being said, things are looking a little dire, so I imagine you're anxious to return.
Oh, you could say that.
Yeah.
At least I'm not dead this time, so that's a positive, right?
Not exactly, no, but I don't think you were really dead that last time either. I'm not certain that's an option for, well, I think most of you at this point.
I mean, fair, but I mean, it was kind of like a purgatory.
Yeah, you're gonna find those, you know, really, it's just purgatories all the way down.
I prefer the theory of turtles, but okay, I guess.
Putting a pin in that for now, as interesting as those things are. How do we get out of here, if you got in here?
Yeah, so there are multiple ways. Your exit relates to your entrance. You were drug here by Chaos because he felt he had some kind of advantage dragging you onto his own turf. Which, yeah, he does. But That does not mean that there's no way out. What it means is, you kind of just have to overcome Chaos's will what brought you here. Now, in this case, what I'm guessing is that means you gotta go toe-to-toe and beat him in some kind of duel of the minds, if you will. I say duel of the minds, I mean metaphorically. In this case, it's going to be manifested in big boats shooting at each other, I guess.
Or a big boat and a very small thing pulled by a penguin.
Look, you know, it's more about how much it's the power of friendship that will make your penguin drawn sled strong, I think. I'm not sure about that. It just seems to typically be the case, and I think it makes people feel better when they hear things like that. Probably it's gonna not be super tilted in your favor, but yeah. When has it ever been? We're outlaws.
We had a brief moment where everyone was on the same team, and then
there was a second there, yeah, and I think above Avis, a lot of people are kind of trying to be on the same team, so that's encouraging to see as well. I will say, the presence of Chaos did allow a lot of people to come together with a common enemy, so
you're aware of what's happening outside of this realm?
Certainly!
What's happening?
Oh,
is this like, so time's not frozen? I have no perception of what is happening here.
Time's not frozen, but it's not like a one-to-one. It's moving slower out there than probably what you're feeling in here, but certainly you are needed back.
Are we winning?
You know, the thing about winning and losing is it's more of a matter of perspective. Let me put it this way. If you're on board one of the ships that gets blown up, you're not really winning. You're losing. And a lot of ships are getting blown up, so...
So we need to get back.
I think so. I think that they could use your help. I'm not the only person with one of these. And she, like, points at the glowing eye. But I think that most of you have a little bit more experience, and I know that Chaos wants to throw down, especially if you manage to get out of here. Ooh, Chaos is gonna be mad.
Seeing as that you've passed on, do you have any insights into Chaos or other weaknesses he might have besides just we need to go toe-to-toe?
He doesn't have, like, a glowing spot that you can poke real hard and then he explodes. He's gonna try to kill you with a lot of horrifying monsters that I would not want to fight against.
I got it. Try butthole.
It doesn't seem like Circle Strength figured poking him in the butt with a sword would automatically be the right choice, although having a large shield might be.
Sounds like you've had a lot of adventures in the afterlife.
Yeah. Yeah, as it happens, when you are in a place of pure metaphorical relation, your inner demons tend to be demons. So, you know, it's fun. So fight for personal growth, literally. I think it might just be me. I think that's a reflection on me. What I've learned in my time here is that the way I face challenges is more of a reflection of me than those challenges are. What I'm saying is, if you imagine yourself as having monsters in you and then the monsters happen, that's like, well, okay, so now that was my fault. Yes, I've had some adventures.
Got it.
Gyla, do you imagine bombs inside yourself? Just hypothetically,
I'm hoping the answer is yes so badly.
I don't. Not inside myself. I guess
we're gonna put a pin in that one and come back to what you're...
Well, no, with bombs, you pull out the pin.
Laura Lee's smiling bigger.
That's a little bomb-related humor.
This is, I think, maybe why Chaos doesn't much want all of you to leave, because I'm guessing...
Because we're too funny?
No, well, that's why I'd want you to stay. I think he doesn't want you to leave. Wait, that's the same thing, isn't it? He doesn't... Want you to... Your turn of phrase was better than mine, dang it! He doesn't want you to leave because I am concerned your creativity with destruction and your newfangled abilities might be troublesome for him.
If I had to say someone was the pure force of unbridled destruction, I would say that, yes, my girlfriend is that.
That's just a different kind of creativity.
Yeah.
I think people have made that accusation against me before.
Some people have to build the sandcastles, other people have to blow them up. Yeah, we understand.
Right.
Yeah. I was always good at kicking sandcastles, she says as she makes, like, a pantomime kicking motion.
As I'm making a pantomime kicking motion.
Man, I'm excited to hang out with Laura Lee in the afterlife. She sounds like a hoot.
No, this is like a one-time, this is like a one-time thing, no shortcuts. I want you guys to win, not die.
No, that was Caitlin.
Also, Jyla, I think we might be incapable of dying. I haven't fully tested the limits of our immortality.
No, but I did catch that Laura Lee seemed to imply that.
How come you aren't resurrected, though, then? You have a gold eye.
I do! I didn't have one when I died, and also, there was only one of you when you died. Also, there are different kinds. Okay, so, imagine this, right? Your body's filled with creepy, spooky gas, right? And right now it's in your body. Look, I know it's the best way to describe the soul that I've come up with in my times being a soul.
You realize I am a doctor.
Thing is, you die and you don't suddenly become a theologian or a philosopher. You're still just a outlaw captain who's now dead. So you have to try to make your own map of what that means.
I get it. Words are hard.
And look, yeah, and I don't have the right terms for all these things. I did not spend my time studying the human condition. I spent my time robbing. Anyways.
Had you asked, I would have loaned you my Spible anytime.
I won't.
The problem is, I knew so many people from the Interstellar Council, and we would try to talk, and they were horrible. They were the most boring dinner dates, and I let them live there, and we did not understand each other.
Did they try the tree metaphor?
The guy lived in a sub part of my base, and I went there so many times, and I never got it. Now I regret it. Anyways, so imagine
he pats her on the back, and she's like having this little breakdown.
I know it's bad. It's because, you know, usually I don't have to try to talk to people about this, but now I'm trying to talk to the living about what it means to be alive, and I don't have the words. Anyways, so your body's filled with spooky gas that we're gonna call a soul. When you die, the container gets popped off and that gas gets dumped to somewhere. Now, there are better and worse places to get dumped. And there are more long-lasting and more short-term.
I think that's true for any type of dumping. There are better and worse places to be dumped.
So my point is, I don't think that all of you with the glowy eyes are exactly going to be dead, but your spooky gas can get dumped in a long-term and unpleasant location, which I believe Sully experienced, but that's not like the only one. There are multiple.
As you said earlier, it's just purgatories all the way down.
It's just purgatories all the way down for the most part. Although, again, I'm thinking about it. Might be more a reflection of me and a judgment call on my life, but I don't feel the need to delve into that at the moment.
Is it like one of those video games, like every 10th floor is a Buffalo Wild Wings where you can rest up and have some food and then keep going through more purgatories?
If you say the word Buffalo Wild Wing again, I will sink this boat and everyone in it. And also, yes.
I have to imagine, though, if every 10th floor is Buffalo Spiled Wings.
Not better.
Don't besmirch that name. Sully, I love you, but...
That was very hard to say, damn it, and don't you give me crap for it. It was very hard to say off the cuff. But if every 10th floor is that, and you've been going through probably hundreds of these from the sounds of it, I feel like you'd get tired of buffalo wings, so I understand your hatred.
So, can you come with us to our next encounter with chaos?
No, I think this is for you to do. I'm mostly here to answer your questions. Tell you I'm proud of you, and I think that's mostly it. Usually things come in threes, but sometimes off the cuff, I don't think of things in threes, and it feels like I left something hanging, but in reality, it was just the two things.
Well, I'd like to say thank you for being proud of us. You know, that means a lot. You did very bad job of the answering questions, because I just have so many more, and you didn't have the words about any of the questions I had, but...
Sully.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, no, that's fine. It's supposed to be more questions. The answers to good questions are often further questions.
No, Jyla.
Is that what the Interstellar Council told you?
The Interstellar Council never prepared me to be a god. So
that feels like a fumbling on their part, you know? I mean, what else should they be praying you to do?
Do you think that's what... I don't have time to get into what you think religion is for, but apparently it's becoming a deity?
Yeah, I mean, right? Again, I think this might be more reflective of me. And what I was not much into it until now, and I haven't found a bookstore yet. So someday I will find a bookstore, I will read a book, and I'll have a better answer for you.
That must be level 50.
You know, it's not like levels with numbers on it.
The Interstellar Council reading room.
I'm worried Sully mentioned it, now you mentioned it.
That was a joke.
Okay, good. It's like metaphorical levels. Like, this would be level bad. Like, the worst. It's level black water, gross, and smells bad kind of here. And
oh, where? It's pretty terrible.
It's populated by a bunch of monsters and one old lady.
But and four demigods. Well, three demigods and...
me.
A cat lady.
And Lucy.
Oh, and Lucy.
And Lucy. And a penguin.
And a penguin.
And also, I think we forgot to mention that I think that there's like a... eyeless blindfolded woman sitting in your boat too that we forgot to talk about.
No, oh, I didn't think she got pulled in.
What?
Who?
The mediator I made. Oh, what was her name?
What the heck? I have no memory of this.
Zach made like a harmony construct. He made like a brain baby.
Oh, and frick, I just
totally
that.
Forgot about it.
Oh,
yeah. Like I did the thing that Chaos did with like the voice or like his eyes, and I made like a mediator. That's like an essence of pure harmony that Camilla and Ivana had to like sit with for like a month in the cognitive realm.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
She came with us?
Which, by the way, I mean, in my mind she did, in my notes she did, and then I didn't mention it and you guys never brought it up, but...
You never mentioned her. I thought she wasn't here because you never mentioned her once.
There really wasn't a time when she could have... been remotely helpful, because all she can do is translate any language and give you feelings for emotions, which doesn't really benefit when Chaos is just like, his emotion is, I want to kill you. But yeah. By the way, Sully, I will say a spark of inspiration was when you dumped two arguing people in a void for a month so that they could work out their problems, just like on the best of things you've done. That's got to be pretty high up on the list. That was very funny, and I appreciate it.
Other than getting punched by both of them afterwards, I think it was very worth it.
You know, usually, it's like, it's not every time that you get punched when you do something right, but if you do something really right, probably you're going to get punched. You know what I mean?
I kind of feel that, you know.
Generally, the most right things that I've done have resulted in people being very upset at me, so I think it's all right. I think probably the biggest case being when my whole home was destroyed, but, you know, things happen.
Who was meant to take over?
When I died?
Yeah, you said you were old and this wasn't untimely. Who was second in command? Did we ever meet them?
So, okay, I'm gonna tell you two things. That this is a valid question. One, oftentimes charismatic leaders consider themselves to be immortal. And two, the Outlaws were a very unstructured group of people. So I think the person that would have taken over is whoever started yelling the loudest at the time of my death, which...
Yeah, that tracks. You never really seemed the type of person to want to share power.
You know...
Not like that, I guess. That's the wrong way to put it. But it seems like you were doing your thing. There's no time to deal with what comes later.
I wasn't retiring or taking vacations. Yeah, no.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Sounds like a pretty crummy gig, you know? Interstellar Council, you get at least 5 weeks after 25 years, so, you know.
Only after 25 years? Although I guess I did the Outlaws for longer than that. I should have had vacation days.
Did you at least give sex time? What? Did we have dental?
No. No, we were like pirates. Well, actually, no, you kind of did have dental, because you could always just, like, back up your brain and jump in front of a bus, and then your clone slug would have perfect teeth, so... Yeah, dental.
What a way to take care of any problems, which we have ethically avoided all this campaign to bring up in the last, like, two episodes.
Oh, by the way, perfect example of the whole, like, spooky gas and where it goes. So when you die, your spooky gas gets dumped somewhere. When we pull the clone slug out, the spooky gas goes back into the clone slug. Perfect.
That makes me feel uncomfortable, I guess.
I met Horace. Yeah, he was a person who made me feel uncomfortable as well.
I worked with him for a long time.
Yeah.
It never gets better.
No,
never
it doesn't. Real it's creepy just... guy. Frightening.
Is there anybody?
Are you talking about Evander?
No. Horace, right? No, it was Evander, wasn't it?
It was Evander. Horace was the Interstellar Council.
That was another one
guy.
That I got a name wrong on. Yeah. Evander. Evander,
it
really, I mean.
Yeah.
Horace was the tree guy, also creepy. Sorry, I'm bad at names.
Out of character. Is there anybody who's dead that we would want to hear from?
I mean, I liked Grizzle and Captain Rags, but I don't think Sully really liked them. I mean, Sully liked Grizzle well enough. I don't think Captain Rex was like an endearing person.
Hang on, I'm scrolling up to see because I made a list.
Are we just Lord of the Ringsing this? We're gonna come out of here with like a whole ghost army to wipe out all the orcs. I mean, all the chaos.
I was gonna say, just so you know, you can't talk to every dead person. It's like a unique thing that Morelli is got a gold eye and can travel between planes.
No, I was just wondering if she had run across people because she seems to know things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was not trying to summon them.
Although Ghost Army would be a satisfying ending to this. I'm now sad that I didn't make Ghost Army the ending of this, because I definitely did not make Ghost Army the end of this. Nor even an optional ending of this, you know?
You've only rewritten the finale, like, what, twice now? So why not a third time?
Well, you know, the nature of my games are I write a really good beginning, and in the end it's like, well, this is gonna not be where I pointed. Yeah, it's like I point the ship in a direction, and we end up over here. In this case, we went like this. Bloop!
He made an S shape for those watching at home.
No, it was like a bubble, and then we ended up going the same direction. So it's like this way, going straight, really hard right,
and then got back.
Back on the rails, and now we're going.
Anyway, Maddie, did you see any names that stuck
out? No, I mean, I don't think we want to talk to Davin or...
Davin?
The boat or the ship seller?
Oh, okay.
We could talk to Noxilius.
Oh, Noxilius! Oh!
I know, all these great characters didn't die.
I really forgot about Noxilius. Yeah.
That was the last time we interacted with him was before Gyla and Sully were dating.
For reals?
Yeah.
No way. Wow, okay.
Because you were trying to avoid Sully, we just ended up in the same spot. So, does the power of friendship, is that what gets our boat back, or are you giving us this small dinghy?
No, this is my boat. Y'all can get back on your boat. And,
I push her off.
And I do think it's probably time for me to get going. There are, you know, others that need my time, even in the afterlife. Like I said, the work doesn't end. So back to your ship.
That is not comforting. I was hoping to eventually get a break.
No, man. No. It's just work all the way down.
That's a reflection on you, right? More than...
Anyways, get back onto your boat.
Sully just looks sad again.
Bye, Lorelei. It was good seeing you.
I think that Vi would wait until kind of like everyone else is back on the little piece of wood that we have. And then she wants to ask Lorelei, you can see what's happening out there, right? Just want to confirm that.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah.
Are my kids okay?
She pauses. If being okay is being in no danger, they are not okay. But if being okay is doing what they are meant to do, they're right where they need to be.
Are they still alive right now?
They're still on the other side for now. But things are not great over there, and you are needed back. And I think a lot's going to be changing in the next few hours.
Noted. Thank you. And Vi gets back on.
As you all turn back towards your ship, so I guess Vika is the last to notice this. The once broken scrap of the Honor is now a much larger ship than what you started with when you faced the barge. Now having three masts and multiple decks, a ship to rival that of Chaos's.
So, Vika, you're the last to realize this as you turn around and all of your friends are on board and, like, throw you down a rope ladder as you climb your way back up onto the most beautiful ship you have ever seen. We hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Outlaws Wanted. Music for this show is from danosongs.com, audionautics.com, zapsplat.com, and in the public domain. If you like this show, you can check out more of our actual play podcasts at the Wandering Gamer Network's website or on Podbean. You can also interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also post Let's Play videos under our YouTube channel, the Wandering Gamer Network, and on Twitch, we can be found at wandering_gamers. Now remember,
it's not the outlaw that makes trouble, it's trouble that makes the outlaw.